The CEOs of a few major American companies are stepping out of their executive suites to do the frontline work of their own employees. The Wall Street Journal profiled Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi, who just learned firsthand how tough it is to drive all day long when he picked up dozens of shifts behind the wheel recently. And the new CEO of Starbucks says he plans to put on a green apron and sling lattes with baristas once a month. But why? Robin Farzad is the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, and he joins me now. Robin, hi.
Hello.
So answer that question. Why are these millionaire CEOs going to work as Uber drivers and baristas? Is this just a publicity stunt?
There's certainly a lot of publicity involved. If you see what Dara Khosrowshahi makes now, I think he was last clocked at $4 million a year. No Uber driver is making $4 million a year, and he's independently wealthy. He was a, you know, Silicon Valley royalty of sorts. But it looks great at a time of, you know, carrots and sticks. You're funding lobbying programs to shoot down certain benefits laws that arise in more blue states that want to treat workers more like employees, and Uber wants to treat them like gig workers and is competing for a share of the earnings pie with a publicly traded company, but you don't want to seem exploitative. So you could do a lot worse than go on a listening tour, especially if you come back and tweak the operation and take out the kinks of the app. But certainly, I think it ultimately boils down to pay, and that's something that he's not willing to cede on that much.
Yeah, and Khosrowshahi, he did actually discover, you know, some of the things that make the job really hard for drivers. You know, customers were rude to him. He got stuck in traffic. He couldn't even sign up as a driver easily. So did he make any actual changes that benefited drivers based on his going out behind the wheel?
Yeah, there are now guardrails put in bumpers, for example, with the practice of tip baiting, where certain people out there wanted to slap a huge tip on top of a gigantic food order. So drivers out there would prioritize their Uber Eats deliveries, but then they always reserve the right to have that tip or cut that tip after the fact. And so a lot of drivers were complaining they felt baited and switched, especially with gas prices going up. And look, it could be rainy and I prioritize that. There were bad experiences. I think he went to Oakland and had to return back on one of the bridges, and it was just not economic. So he tweaked the app to allow for registration across both Uber Eats and Uber passenger service, and to allow for more transparency as to what your ultimate fare might be or what your round trip earnings possibility is. Mm-hmm. Again, it's not saying, all right, we're going to up the take to from 40% to the driver to 60 or 70% and give you bonuses, but it's going to hopefully make the experience less dreadful.
Yeah, and just quickly, Starbucks also CEO pulling some lattes. You know, we know workers have been unionizing. Any way that him pulling lattes might translate to some of the demands of the workers?
It helps on the margin, but you see these workers have very tangible demands. They want to get down to brass tacks, hours, tip sharing, profitability, benefits, and you know, putting lipstick on it so much or showing up for FaceTime only helps that so much.
Yeah. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Well, Robin, you can come work alongside us any day.
I'm glad to do it. Thank you, Deepa.